We were homeless. My parents had just lost their apartment, and it felt like all their hard work had plummeted to the ground in a matter of seconds. The black Toyota minivan became our world. My father leaving it to go to work each day, my mother staying behind to take care of my newborn brother and me, only 4 years old. I remember vividly driving from parking space to parking space, and I would sit and stare out the window, watching the people walk by with a purpose, with a destination. I remember feeling envious of them because they had somewhere to go, but I didn't. This was our world for months. This was our home, and I remember feeling absolutely voiceless. But then again, this was all I had ever known. 1 year later, my family found a way to pool enough money together to find a one-bedroom apartment in a brick building on 92nd Street in Elmhurst. I enrolled in kindergarten at PS 89 and started begging my mother to put me in the dual language program, the class with the most educational opportunities. I remember the day she came home from talking to the principal about my plea. She looked sad, powerless. She didn't need to tell me that he had dismissed my request. Suddenly, I was back in the car again, looking out the window at the world moving by me, voiceless. 5 years later, I was in the fifth grade at PS 16. In those years of school, I had started the journey of finding myself. I started wanting things again for myself and decided to take the test to get into the Gifted and Talented program for middle school. When I received the rejection letter, I read it in disbelief. Once again, I found myself back in the car, the little girl who was voiceless, without a home in the world. But I knew I could not be that girl for the rest of my life. I pleaded with my mother to go speak to my principal to see if there was any chance that they would consider enrolling me in an honors class anyway, despite my scores. I was no longer going to be denied. I had to fight. I had to strive. I had to look for more. My mother and I walked into the principal's office on a mission. We spoke out, we spoke up, and got the principal to look over my scores. It turned out there had been an error, and I had actually scored well enough to enroll in the gifted and talented class at IS 119. He registered me that week, and we walked out of his office victorious. And I kept reaching, kept speaking out for myself and for my future. When a bubbly brunette woman came to our school to tell us about a program called the Teak Fellowship, I knew there was an opportunity knocking, and I was ready to take it. The second that I decided to apply was the second that I knew that my principal, Dr. Jean Fagan, had changed my life forever. By believing in me, by reviewing my gifted and talented test scores once more, by giving me a chance for my voice to be heard, she had empowered that voice that I had lost through the years of rejections and limits and emptiness that I had felt staring at my car window. Over the course of this journey, I have found my calling. I want to become a lawyer. I want to make sure that no one ever feels as voiceless as that little four-year-old girl did as she looked out her car window feeling absolutely invisible. I want to make sure that people feel heard and seen and valued and empowered. I was lucky enough to find my voice, and now I want to work to help others find theirs.